Supersonic Travel returns with Boom Overture. The Boom Overture promises to bring back the option of supersonic travel after Concorde's retirement in the early 2000s. Developed to carry up to 80 passengers at double the speed of today's airliners, the program has already picked up 130 orders from three carriers, including United Airlines, American Airlines, and Japan Airlines. The main difference between Overture and Concorde is the makeup of the engines. Concorde was powered by four afterburning turbojets, while Overture will use medium-bypass turbofans, each mounted individually to the wings. This change is largely due to noise concerns. Concorde's Rolls-Royce Snecma Olympus 593 engines were incredibly noisy and inefficient when not pushing the sound barrier as intended. The new Symphony engines are designed in-house to enable both subsonic and supersonic speeds of up to Mach 1.7 for flight over water and land, respectively. The lack of afterburners will keep noise and costs down, according to Boom. The company explains that the highly efficient, streamline-traced, axisymmetric inlet provides exceptional pressure consistency that allows the engines to operate with subsonic airflow at supersonic speed. Overture's fresh fuselage design is another key difference from Concorde. The main body will visibly pinch and swell in different sections, using a technique known as area ruling to carefully manage airflow during flight at transonic speeds. This new design will offer better fuel efficiency and reduced drag, making supersonic flights more viable for commercial airlines. The return of supersonic travel is expected to have a significant impact on the aviation industry, with faster and more efficient flights offering numerous benefits for passengers and airlines alike. As the first commercial supersonic flights are expected in 2027, the Boom Overture is set to revolutionize the way we travel, making it possible to reach destinations in half the time.